Today on Gardening in a Minute, hot peppers. Hot peppers are colorful and easy to grow, so they're perfect for both edible and ornamental gardens. They also keep producing through Florida's hot summers, unlike some other vegetables. Three common categories of hot peppers include chili, cayenne, and Tabasco. Varieties range in size from 1/2 inch to 7 inches long and come in many different shapes and colors. Start hot peppers from seeds or transplants once the last freeze has passed. Look for varieties recommended for Florida that are resistant to common diseases. Plant them in full sun and away from high traffic areas to protect skin and eyes from irritating oils. After you harvest, you'll be able to season all kinds of dishes with your hot peppers or even make your own hot sauce. For more information about hot peppers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, updated plant hardiness zones. For years, gardeners have relied on the plant hardiness zone map published by the USDA to help understand what plants can survive in their area. Periodically, the USDA updates the map, and the newest version was released in January of 2012. The new map still shows Florida with the same four zones, 8, 9, 10, and 11, but the borders between the zones have changed in places as a result of the warming trend in our climate. Several urban areas are now listed in warmer zones, including the Tampa Bay area, Orlando, and much of Gainesville. This means that gardeners in these areas can now grow more tropical and subtropical plants than they would have decades before. For more information about plant hardiness zones, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, basil. Sweet basil smells and tastes spicy and fresh and is often used for flavor in Italian, Asian, and other cuisine. This herb is perfect for growing in your garden. Basil can grow quite large, and the leaf colors range from green to purple. The tender leaves can be used fresh at any time or dried for later use. Basil is attractive as a potted plant or can be incorporated into landscape plantings. You can plant seeds or purchase transplants from a garden center. Basil will thrive in any sunny, well-drained location and will do best in soils with plenty of organic matter. Basil plants are sensitive to frost, so provide protection on cold nights. Use your basil in pesto, salad dressings, or a gourmet omelet. For more information about basil and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning azaleas. Azaleas are widely planted in Florida because of the colorful flowers they produce from late February to early April. Pruning your azaleas can improve their blooming and help them develop into full, well-branched shrubs. Always prune your plants in late spring or early summer, shortly after flowering, because azaleas set their flower buds for next year during the summer. Several light prunings early in the growing season will help your azalea develop the nicest form. Remove shaded out branches first, since these often become dead wood. Older plants may have tall, leggy branches that need to be removed. Doing so gradually over several years reduces shock to the plant. Pruning your azaleas correctly can keep them looking healthy and blooming strong. For more information about azaleas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening in bags. If you're a gardener, chances are you've purchased bags of potting mix before. Maybe when you needed to repot other plants. But did you know that you can grow plants directly in the bags? Gardening in potting mix bags is a great way to grow eye-catching plants underneath a rooty tree or to set up a quick and easy vegetable garden. Purchase bags at your local nursery or garden center and cut a few drainage holes in the backside of each bag. Lay the bags flat on the ground and then cut holes in the top of the bags to make room for the plants. Use a hose to moisten the potting mix and then add plants. If flowers are your favorites, try colorful annuals or perennials, or if you prefer edibles, try growing herbs, tomatoes, or other vegetables. For more information about gardening in bags and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.